This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. It's been a bumpy week for Dallas-based Southwest Airlines. This week, a computer outage took down its website, forcing 1,300 flight cancellations and stranding passengers and crews. Then, despite a record second-quarter profit, its stock price fell. Today, hundreds of union members picketed at Love Field over stalled contract talks. As a Southwest 737 flew overhead near Dallas Love Field, union mechanics marched this morning to vent their frustration. They've been working now 4 years without a contract.
All the contracts now have degraded to the point that they're under federal mediation.
Louis Key is the national director for the Aircraft Mechanics Fraternal Association, the union for Southwest mechanics.
We're all frustrated that they're going nowhere, which seems absurd to us given the record profits the company is making.
Yesterday, Southwest Airlines reported a second quarter profit of $820 million. Key says other carriers have given employees raises after profitable quarters, not Southwest. In addition to pay, Key's also worried about job protection.
As airlines outsource more and more work, we have to protect those jobs. Southwest sends many of their airplanes to El Salvador for their heavy maintenance work.
Key was joined by fellow flight attendants and pilots who've also gone years without a contract. As they picketed, managers worked to fix other problems. Wednesday's computer outage forced yet another 300 flight cancellations this morning. That's after 1,000 cancellations the past 2 days. Southwest refused to comment on air. In a statement, the company said thousands of customers were inconvenienced across the system, certainly not the level of customer service, quote, we strive to deliver. As for the drop in Southwest stock price, more than 10% over just 2 days, the company said it doesn't comment on stock prices. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.